Hey guys, so I thought I would switch up a little bit and do something a bit different, as opposed to the standard role play scenarios I kind of do. And I want to do like a confession, true story time kind of thing. I don't know how popular or common these are, but if this gets like good feedback, like positive feedback and whatnot, I would love to do more things in the future if you guys would like to listen. But I was just thinking about a particular story that happened pre-pandemic, which I thought was pretty hot. Excuse me if I'm a little sheepish talking about it because this is the first time I've like spoken about it like publicly, I guess. Like only a couple of my friends know, but basically I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist, just a little. And basically, I went out clubbing one night. I didn't even anticipate it to end up being turning into a club night because I had gone to a bar prior, and I thought, okay, the night will end here. I only live about 20 minutes away from this bar. I think I'm just gonna have like two more drinks, and then I'm gonna go. And then that did not end up happening. I ended up having about probably about three or four drinks, which I was fairly tipsy at this point, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go out clubbing, why not? And I want to talk to people, and yeah, and I end up at this one club, which was very, very packed that night. It was very, very, very busy. Like it was crammed. Like as I was making my way through the crowd of people, it was just like I was getting joshed from all angles, so that was kind of intimidating. But I made my way to the smoking area, and I don't know what it's like in other countries. Like, do you guys have smoking areas? I imagine you must do. I feel like a lot of clubs must have that, but I know that like in places in Germany and in more European countries, you're more likely to have smoking areas inside, but this was outside. But thank God, because it was absolutely boiling in that club, so I would have hated to have smoked inside if I was going to have a cigarette. But I was hanging off with this guy. I remember him being fairly hot, very much my type, very tall, and whatnot from what I can remember. And he had an American accent, and I'm just gonna say this right now, American accents are probably one of the hardest accents to me. I just feel like anything that contrasts a British accent like quite heavily, I think is very attractive. I just don't find the English accent very attractive at all. So that's why I think I just prefer other accents, because it's weird when people tell me like, oh, I like your voice, or you have a nice voice, or it's sexy, because I genuinely just don't see it. I just think I sound kind of, I'm not trying to put myself down on official compliments. I think it's just more like I feel like I sound so posh, and I just don't think that's a very like an attractive trait in accents. I don't know, but it seems to be, working well for some people, so I guess that's that. But back to this guy. We were talking for a while, and I was just wondering when something was gonna happen, because when you can like sense the sexual tension, I guess. So I think at one point we make our way into the crowd, a little bit more smoking area, and this area felt like it was even more packed than actual nightclub itself, because everybody was out. It's real common for smoking areas in England to be absolutely packed, wherever you be in a bar or a club or a pub. They are always packed because everybody's smoking a fag. So we tried to like go into like an area that was like not necessarily closed off, because you just really couldn't. There was just no leeway. But to an area that like there was like one spot where we can just, get a little handsy and make out for a while, and that was like really hot, because it got touchy-feely pretty fast. I will say he was a very, very good kisser. He clearly knew what he was doing, and it turned me on like quite a lot. Because to me, I don't know if anybody else is like this, but with kissing, I just feel like in particular, it's just a must. You have to kiss and make out before you do anything else, because I just feel like it's one of the, like, I don't know, it's one of my favorite parts when I'm getting together with someone, and I feel like it's just a massive turn on. I mean, for the whole time we was making out, I could already feel that I just, like, chose my underwear. Like, it was really embarrassing, but I was just so turned on. And there was one point where he was touching me and rubbing me through my underwear and teasing and playing with me, and we was in this really packed smoking area, and the fact that he was just so bold of it was pretty hot, like I said. And then while he did that, he would play my tits too, and like occasionally like tease my nipples. He'd be even more of a tease, because then he would only play with them over my shirt, but then he got a little braver and he would like start grabbing and playing with my tits, and it was really fucking hot. And he would kiss my neck too, and there would be times as well where he would just grab my ass and spank it. And then sometimes where he grabbed my ass, he would, you know when like guys kind of do that thing where they like grab your ass, but they also grab a little bit of your pussy too, and that was really hot. Like, at this point I felt like I was just like making a mess and just dripping all over myself, and he would just say stuff like, "Oh, you're so wet, aren't you?" And especially with that voice of his as well, like, fuck. It was definitely, I think that was just another turn on too, just because, yeah, that's just real fucking hot. And he'd like pull my hair sometimes, and then I would rub his cock through his jeans, and he was already getting hard. And then sometimes we would like try and grind against each other. It's a little bit hard to do it though while you're standing up, though. I'd say it's a lot better when you're like in someone's lap, and I wish at that moment I was in his lap grinding against his dick, because I just know that would have felt so good against my pussy for sure. Like, it, oh my god, it just would have felt like really good. I think I'm already getting like turned on thinking about it. But after that, you know, we're doing that for a while, and then at one point there's like this guy, and he's like staring at us, and he's like staring me like right in the eye while I'm basically like playing with this guy's cock, and he's like grabbing my tits. And, you know, obviously I was like a little bit embarrassed. I was like, oh god, like maybe I should stop. But then, I don't know, I felt like I just got more turned on, because people could just see me being a slut, basically. And I don't know, there's something really hot about that. So then after that, I'm like, what do you want to do now? Because it's clear, it's so obvious that you want to fuck me. I think I said that too, which was pretty bold of me considering I was basically a virgin before I spoke to him. Yeah, we tried to find like a way to get into the bathroom that isn't so inconspicuous. That's like a little bit discreet, because it's like this massive club and it's absolutely packed and it's so hard to find anywhere. I mean, if it was up to me, you know, if it was like really, really busy, maybe we could have gone away with him fucking me from behind and I just take down my shorts and my underwear. That could have helped, but you know, maybe that's a bit too risky. But we didn't end up doing that, but we eventually found that there was a unisex bathroom. So Thank God for that, because that would have been a little bit, either way, it would have not worked out for either of us to try and go to the bathrooms. So then I get him to go in first into one of the stalls, and then about a minute or two later, I join him. I make sure it's the right stall, and then we just keep on making out, and then finally I get to grind in his lap. I mean, it's kind of awkward just because the stall is so small and almost claustrophobic, but then there's something about that's also kind of hot, just because it's such a small space, and it's intimate but hot and intense and fuck. So then I'm like, well, I want to suck you off. And so he lets me, and I'm not the most experienced, but I try my best, and he kind of guides me, and he tells me I'm being a good girl and I'm doing a good job. But we had to be quiet, obviously, just because we didn't want anybody hearing us or us getting kicked out, because that would have been really embarrassing, really awkward. So then I'm just basically trying to deep throw him at this point. It's kind of hard just because I hadn't done it before, but I really, really, really tried. I just let him fuck my mouth for a bit. And at this point, I've basically just completely soaked my panties. It's so embarrassing. So then I just take them off, because there's just no point in keeping them on anymore. And then he does his job, he's a good boy, he plays my pussy, especially my clit, and kisses my neck and all that good stuff. And then he fucks me with his fingers, and I just kind of ride them because I'm just so fucking turned on, and I obviously want something bigger in me. But then he just kind of draws it out for some reason. He's just being a massive tease. But then finally I tried to ride him, but that was a little bit awkward, so we switched. And then he fucks me from behind, and I was surprised by how easy it went in. I thought it was gonna hurt a lot more, but it didn't. It was actually fine. It felt really, really good. And I'm basically just getting his dick wet, and he's just, I mean, he's doing a pretty good job, fucking me, but obviously you have to keep it down and keep it quiet. And there are times where he covers my mouth and pulls my hair, and I'm trying really, really, really hard not to moan, but it's just so hard not to when you're being fucked like that. But I try to keep it down. And, he plays my tits still, my clit, while he's fucking me from behind, and, it's a lot, but it feels really, really good. And then sometimes he'll let me suck on his fingers, and that was really hot. And then eventually, I know it was really risky, but, I let him come inside me, and that felt really hot, because then after that, I did put on my underwear again, even though they were completely soaked, and his cum was just leaking out of me, and that turned me on even more. And so I gave him my number. I mean, it's not like it ended there, because we went back to his place, and then we fucked again. And then I was like, why don't you come inside me again if you've already come once? And he was like, okay. And then he was nice, he paid for my Uber. So then I got an Uber back, and I was just, as soon as I took my underwear off, I just, that was just cum and just everything flowing out, and just my own cum and just sweat and everything. It's just a fucking mess. But then I just think to myself, wow, I had a very eventful night. And would I do it again? Definitely. I mean, it was probably a little bit risky to, you know, get cream pied by a stranger, but I was feeling very impulsive. And yeah, that was really hot. I feel like the details were a little bit shaky just because I was tipsy and happened a while ago, but yeah, it was really fucking hot. And yeah, if you guys want any more stories like this, I'd be happy to share. And I hope wherever you guys are, I hope you have like a good day / evening, afternoon, night, whatever time. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this audio.